Hi, my name is Kelvin Vu. I serve as the Chief Medical Officer for Open Door Community Health Centers. 2021 is Open Door's 50th anniversary celebration. As part of the celebration, we want to focus on the people that make Open Door so great. Each podcast episode will highlight an Open Door staff. It is an opportunity for us to learn more about them, their backgrounds, why they moved to the North Coast, why they joined Open Door, their dreams and goals. Won't you join us in learning more about our staff? Hello, everyone. This is Kelvin Vu. Once again, thank you for joining us. This 2021 is Open Door's 50th anniversary celebration. We started out as a small clinic in Arcata, and now 50 years later, we have 12 health centers across the North Coast with 700 staff. Today, we have a very special guest, one of our staff members joining us, Debbie Funata, who works at North Country Clinic as an administrative assistant, and she's been with Open Door for 15 years. Debbie Funata, welcome.
Thanks, Kelvin.
So, Demi, we always like to start off our interview with our special guest with some, consistent questions, serious questions. So the first thing I have to ask you, Debbie, is, you know, what is your favorite thing to do on the North Coast that you haven't been able to do since the pandemic happened?
I think what I miss the most is going to rock shows and sing live music. Haven't been doing any of that. Maybe sing some music online, but it's not the same. Listening to music on my records, with my records, but not the same. So I miss that.
And what kind of music do you usually listen to?
Primarily rock. But, you know, I like country. I like old country. I like some classical.
And so is there a specific local event that you say, man, I can't miss pre-pandemic?
The Kinetic Sculpture Race is really something I miss a lot. So I will look for that next year. Let's see. I think that's the main thing. And rock shows.
Very nice. Okay. And then, the other serious question we've always been asking all of our guests is, what is your favorite memory of Kelvin Vu?
Well, I guess I have a couple. I think my favorite memory of Dr. Vu are his hilarious jokes that he tells from his kid on our town hall. I always look forward to those jokes. Also, I remember when Dr. Vu was first being interviewed, he wasn't sure where he should and his family should live. So he asked the staff what we thought about him either living in McKinleyville or Arcata. He kind of had those two areas in mind. And I voted for Arcata, but he went for McKinleyville.
That was a long time ago. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do. For some reason, I do.
Yeah, I still remember. It was on a Thursday or Friday that I visited here. It wasn't rainy, but yeah, I remember sitting upstairs eating a sandwich with Jay and then met Julie and Judy. So that was a long time ago. I can't believe you remember that. So yeah.
I do have one more, if I can add another memory of Dr. Vu. I have never seen an adult do this before, but am I still there?
Yep, you're still there. I can still
okay.
see you.
Oh, so I saw Dr. Vu walk down the hall and jump in and tip the doorway. Like he was just like a 9-year-old kid. I've never seen an adult man do that before.
I was just showing people that I have hops, Debbie, that I have hops.
He's got it. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing those memories. It's always important for us to put the memories and the people and how like we just remember certain things. Now, let's go more onto your personal life. Tell us about, you know, about yourself and how you got to the North Coast.
Well, I grew up in Los Angeles and I went to San Francisco to do my graduate work and to live there for 15 years. That's where I met my husband, Brett. He had lived up here in Humboldt County in the 80s for about 10 years. And love the area. We had met in San Francisco, but we'd come up here every summer and at least once or twice a year, he'd come and show me up here. And I really loved the area. I loved his friends. I just loved the vibe. And so we knew that this is gonna be our long-term plan, but when we were looking for houses in the Bay Area, this is like in early 2000s, it was pretty impossible. So we just went straight to our long-term plan and found a house up here and glad that it happened that way.
You basically just skip right over toward the end.
That's it. Forget about living in the Bay Area. buying a house was just not worth it.
Yeah, you skip out all the traffic and that. So maybe share with us, what's your, one of your favorite things about living on the North Coast?
I love the nature, I love the area. I love, for one, I love the area where the forests meet the ocean. It's just beautiful, wild. The rivers are just so beautiful. The ocean's beautiful. I love the pastures. I love the area. For its nature, but also love the people. I just feel that I'm connected to the folks up here. There's something about the mentality that I really like.
And you mentioned a lot about, you mentioned about your husband, Brett. Who else is made up in your family right now, your family nucleus?
Well, we have a pretty small family. It's just Brett and I, my cat, Muffy, and we have four chickens. That's my primary family.
And you also have your mom and two sisters as well, correct?
That's right. They all live in Southern California. Well, my mom and my sister live in Southern California. My other sister lives in Hawaii. And most of my other aunties and uncles and cousins all live in either Hawaii or Southern California for the most part.
And you, it's how often do you keep in touch with your mom?
All the time. I'd say at least twice a week.
Visit her quite often, right? Pre-pandemic.
Yeah, well, every three months or so pre-pandemic. I really like spending time with her, and she's 91 years old, so I feel like I don't want to miss out on this time with her. She's doing great. She still gardens every day and gets out. She drives, to the post office and to church and to the store. She's an active, healthy person, so I want to make the most of it and spend time with her.
Got it. And not letting the pandemic slow her down.
That's right.
And look how busy you can hear. Debbie is very busy, so you can hear the phone ringing in the background right now as well.
You can ignore that.
What was that, Debbie?
You can ignore that phone like I do.
Exactly. Look at that. This is bringing the interview to you from where people are at. Debbie is currently at North Country Clinic right now. As we have this conversation. So, you talk about how you came to the North Coast and how you, the components of your family, and it seems like family is very important to you. Now let's move on to your work family in a way. How did you, how did you come to work for Open Door?
North Country Clinic, I was introduced to actually through the Breast Health Project. When I first moved up here in 2004, I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I lost my coverage. I didn't really know where to go, but a friend said, well, check out the Breast Health Project, which I did. And they were so welcoming, so warm, gracious. A nurse by the name of Mary Scott, she's not around anymore, but I still remember her face and how warm she was. She signed me up for medical care here at North Country Clinic. I got in with Maria Spetzler right away. I became a patient here first, but then, so that's how I became familiar with the North Country Clinic, and I could see myself working here. So, when an opening came up for, medical records, I jumped on it, and I also worked the front desk, but then, this position came open soon after that, and it was a good fit. Obviously that was, 15 years ago.
And that's interesting that you mentioned about, the various roles that you've been with Open Door. Can you recall what was your first year like working at Open Door?
It was stressful. The first p- part was stressful. I think the front desk, I give them kudos all the time because it is a tough job. I've never had high blood pressure. My blood pressure is typically low, but during that amount of time, those first 6 months when I was working at the front desk, Maria Spetzer had to monitor my blood pressure. It's a stressful job. So when this one came open with Dr. Onimus, it was a good match, and back to normal. I was back to normal soon after that.
And you bring up a good point, Debbie, that we appreciate and we know how hard all of our staff work, especially our frontline staff, right? Who have to deal with the public relations, the scheduling, the complaints, the goods and the bads as well. So you're glad that you your blood pressure, I'm assuming, went back to normal when you switched position.
Exactly. Yeah, they take it from the front and the back. They get it, you know, and everybody blames them. I know how it is. So whenever I get a chance, I thank them for their work.
Well, look at this. This is the perfect time right now, Debbie. Debbie Funata doing a shout out to all of our front desk, front office staff for all of their hard work and their tolerance for taking complaints, mostly complaints, but also good feedback from the front and the back side of things.
That's right.
You know, looking back now, you know, at your various positions at Open Door, most people don't know certain things about you. I think one of them was what you did in your previous life before coming to Open Door. Why don't you share that with us, Debbie? What did you do before you came to us?
Right. Before I was here, I was in San Francisco and working as a school counselor, middle school counselor. So I was known as Miss Funata. I worked at the Marina Middle School, which has 1,000 kids, if you can believe it, for the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, a lot of kids. And I really enjoyed that. It was high pressure, high energy work. I really loved the kids, but it was really draining as well. that's what I actually went to school for, is to be a school counselor. So it's credentialed and everything. When I came up here, there are just not that many schools around, and I didn't really know the area so well. And I was kind of interested in the medical field anyway. So I kind of switched gears, but working with kids was something I used to do.
So now when people, you know, if they give you trouble, you say, back in the days, that's Miss Funata, as a school counselor, you gotta give them some tips on life career as well, correct?
That's right. And mediating conflicts. I did a lot of that in middle school.
And that's a good skill to have, right, Debbie? Especially in our healthcare line of work, not only with coworkers, but also with our patients as well.
For sure. It's a good life skill. Yeah.
Looking back, you've been with us for 15 years now. Looking back on your 15 years with us, what do you enjoy most about your life at Open Door?
I like a lot of things about my job here. I don't feel that it's really work. I really enjoy it. I don't get upset when I think about Monday morning. You know, I look forward to working, really. It just seems kind of weird, but it's true. I like the work I do because I feel like I can help people, which is, it always makes a job, I think, worth it to be able to come in and to say that you've helped somebody. I like the fact that I can walk to work and I can walk home for lunch, because it's right in town. I live in town and the clinic's in town. It's a small town here in Arcata, and I like the walkability of it. I like the people that are here. Our staff is great. People are here because they want to be here for the most part, I think. Patients, they show their appreciation. At least that's what I get. I get appreciation about what we do here, and it's really nice to hear that. So, work is good. I like my job, and I tell people that.
And that's great to hear. In terms, and you can hear it in your voice as well. That passion, that energy, that enthusiasm. Because to you, like you said, work doesn't feel like work.
That's right.
Now, looking forward to the future, then it's hard to look forward to the future, but I'm very optimistic as we continue to progress very well in this pandemic, Debbie. What do you look forward to in the next 5 to 10 years, either at Open Door or in your personal life? Well, what do you see in the next 5, 10 years for Debbie Funata?
Gosh, it's hard to say. I don't really make too many long-term plans. I hope I continue to work here. I like working. I don't really see myself retiring much, but when I do, I'd like to, I think maybe I ease off on my hours. I think 40 hours a week is cruel. So I do work less than that, and I like to work less, but I'd still like to keep a foot in the door and work because I enjoy coming to work. So as far as future, I think I'd just like to continue working at Open Door and being useful wherever I can. I've done that, I think, throughout my career here. Is sometimes my job might change a little bit because of the need. If there's a need, I'll learn what needs to get done, and I'll do it if I can. So yeah, that's about it, I think.
And then, you know, we've been asking people, if you can describe Open Door in terms of a person or a characteristic of a person, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think the first word that comes to my mind is empathy. That's a word that I remember teaching the middle school kids that I worked with, because I think it's an important word that we all need to have in our vocabulary and learn, because I don't think it's necessarily an inborn trait. I think we need to learn empathy and to practice it since, you know, from childhood on. And I see that with Open Door, is that we have, as an organization, empathy for people, trying to understand where people are coming from and trying to meet those needs. I'm really impressed by what I see, where we do that, where we go the extra mile to try to meet the patients where they're at. And I think that's an example of empathy.
That's great perspective right there. And thanks for sharing that, Debbie. To follow up, and I feel like, you know, you and I, we see each other in the hallway at North Country Clinic, but this is more of an intimate setting for us to actually, you know, get into Debbie's brains. And then for people, an Open Door to know the people that make up our clinics and our staff, because the people are what make Open Door function, right? And so as we get more and more people join Open Door, what's one piece of wisdom you would want to give to somebody who's just starting out at Open Door? What would that advice be, Debbie?
Well, I think I've got two things. One would be to work hard. I think most places of employment value hard work. And it's in your best interest, I think, to work hard and to just do what you can to help an organization to be a good team player. The other is to not follow the money, you know, follow your passion, follow what excites you. I think if you look for the next job because it's going to offer more benefits and more money, you're not always going to find that that's a good fit for you. So just really knowing who you are and what excites you, what you're good at, and what you'd like to get, what kind of a person you'd like to be in the future. I think that's where you should focus your energy. And that's what I try to do too.
And we appreciate that. Debbie, at least from my perspective, I've enjoyed seeing you in the hallways of North Country Clinic, of working with you as a colleague. When I think of what makes you so unique, Debbie, is you are reliable, you are hardworking, you are a team player. And I always find interesting things when I have conversation with you about just like how you were a medical school counselor, how you have four chickens, how you're still close with your mom. And and these are just things, I think at this time with the pandemic, we oftentimes feel so isolated, right? We feel disconnected. And I think as we celebrate Open Door's 50th anniversary, it's a good time for us to reconnect with the people that make up Open Door. And so I want to show my appreciation to you, not only as a fellow colleague within Open Door, but just as another human being. And so thank you for doing what you do. And I appreciate you spending the time to share your thoughts and your dreams and your passion with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Vu. I feel the same about you. When I see you doing what you do, I am constantly impressed and constantly amused. And I just am so glad that you're a part of what we do here. You bring a really fun and positive element to to the open dorm. So kudos and same to you.